It's time for Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is brought to your way this morning by Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Wainwright Propane, Fairfield National Bank, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, the Fairfield Banking Company, Bonds Tire, People's National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, and Citizens National Bank.
And a good Saturday morning to you. 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. It's time for Sports Talk. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. Great to be here with you on this Saturday, November 23rd. Well, I tell you what, it is that time of year. Basketball action. That's right. You got college going on, the pros in the NBA, but even also at the grade school level, but high school basketball has started for girls. Boys high school basketball next week. Well, we'll talk with Mules basketball coach Scott McRavy, Edwards County coach Russ Gerlach, and also Lady Mules basketball coach Tanya Conrad. We'll also check the local scores, local schedule, and the week in sports. Let's go ahead and take a look at those. Scores from last night. Girls high school basketball action. It was Fairfield over North Clay, 54-24. Wayne City over El Verado, 60-27. Coach Rick Hayes and the Lady Indians. They are 3-0 of the season. It was Gallatin County over Weber, 46-25. Brownstown over Christ Star Rock Lutheran out of Centralia, 49-48. The DuCoin Tip-Off Classic, it was DuCoin over Murfreesboro, 51-33. Woodlawn topped Christopher, 40-28. At the Marion Lady Cats, a Tip-Off Classic, it was Hamilton County over Marion, 50-33. The Hamilton County Lady Foxes won that tournament as they went undefeated in that Marion Lady Cats, a Tip-Off Classic. It was Massac County over Vienna, 72-56. Over at Salem, it was Tutopolis over Salem, 63-48. Take a look at national scores last night in the NBA. It was Miami over Chicago, 116-108. Jimmy Butler had 27 points, 5 rebounds, and 7 assists to lead the Heat. Former Illinois Fighting Illini basketball players Kendrick Nunn and Myers Leonard, they both started for the Heat last night. They finished with 21 and 9 points, respectively. Zach LaVine of Chicago led the Bulls with 15 points, 3 assists, and 2 steals. We'd like to tell you today that Wayne City High School, they're going to be having their Meet the Indians night tonight beginning at 6 o'clock this evening. Activities include an open photo shoot from 6 to 6:30 p.m. for family and friends with their favorite basketball player. They'll meet the cheerleaders from 6:30 to 7. Meet the Lady Indians from 7 to 7:30. Meet the Indians from 7:30 to 8. And games and prizes from 8 to 8:45 p.m. Fairfield Community High School, they'll be having their fall sports awards program at 6 o'clock Monday, November 25th at the school. Players in football, cheer, cross country, girls tennis, and golf will be recognized. The volleyball awards program will be at 6:15 Monday, December 2nd at the Journey Church in Fairfield. So that's a look at the scores last night. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Coach's interviews coming up.
When a need for medical care arises outside of regular business hours, simply visit Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Urgent Care at the FMH Medical Complex, 213 Northwest 10th Street, Suite A Left. There is no need for an appointment and walk-ins are always welcome. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care treats strains, sprains, sore throats, colds, flu, minor lacerations, minor fractures, and more. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 5.
Don't wake up in the cold. Time now to get your propane tank filled. Call Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods and get a service call today. A full tank means a warm home. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. Call 842-3940 for quick and professional service. And don't forget, we're the place to shop and buy your weapons for hunting and personal protection. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. 1423 West Main in Fairfield. 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
At FNB, we believe in us, not us the bank, us the farmers, us the families, us the community. That's why we continuously and proudly support, invest in, and volunteer throughout our region. So whether you're from Fairfield, Wayne City, Sisney, Grayville, or anywhere in between, you'll always find a friendly and helpful neighbor right here at home. FNB, Banking Business Life. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on this Saturday, November 23rd at 37 degrees in Fairfield. 0.12 of an inch of rain has fallen here. Starting to see the rain taper off to the northeast. And, well, the Lady Mules, they kicked off their 2019-2020 season with a win over Flora on Thursday. In a game you heard on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com, Mark Turner, he caught up with Coach Tanya Conrad following the game.
Coach Tanya Conrad has joined us up in the booth. And, Coach, congratulations on win number one here tonight.
Thank you. I thought the girls did a lot of good things. I mean, we knew going in we still got a lot of things that we've got to improve. But, you know, this group is a competitive group. They're going to play hard, and they can make adjustments on the fly. And like I said, they just work hard every day. And like I said, they're just a very fun group to be with. I thought we moved the ball extremely well on the offensive side. The press bothered us a little bit, but we settled down and took care of the basketball. So very pleased with the first game.
Early on for the first quarter, I thought you looked a little nervous. And then late in the first quarter, you seemed to catch fire and get a little rhythm going. And in the second quarter, the defense really stood out, and it did for the second half as well.
Yeah, I mean, I got a little experience coming back at the varsity level, but, I mean, a lot of these kids are getting a lot of varsity minutes for the first time. So, yeah, we talked about that at halftime after, you know, we got the jitters out, which, like I said, knew going in that would be there. But after we got that out, we did a really good job.
And that defensive effort in the second half. And you got a lot of good play tonight from a lot of girls.
Yes, I got 10 kids on the varsity level. And, you know, like I said, you know, nine of them got in on the rotation, and the one other is battling a little bit of a foot injury, so she will start getting some minutes when we get that kind of calmed down. But, you know, all 10 are going to get valuable minutes, and they're going to give us valuable points and valuable, you know, they all have a valuable role to make us successful.
All right, take the weekend off. What you got going on next week? We know the Robinson Thanksgiving tournament gets underway next week.
Yes, and actually tomorrow night we're in action again. We go up to North Clay and play another physical ball club. So it'll be another fun night. But like I said, I'm proud of this girls, proud of the way they came out, and just continue to build on the season. I'm excited.
All right, Coach, congratulations, and appreciate the visits.
Thank you.
Coach Tanya Conrad for the Lady Mules. Lady Mules win this one 48-29.
And that was Mark Turner chatting with Coach Tanya Conrad of the Fairfield Lady Mules. The following game again, Fairfield defeated North Clay last night 54-24. They'll be playing at that Robinson tournament starting next week. You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. We'd like to mention our next broadcast of girls basketball is Tuesday, December 3rd. Lady Mules hosting Wayne City. Mark, he'll be visiting with Mules boys basketball coach Scott McElravy. That's coming up next following these words.
Are you looking for a way to promote your business? Fairfield Printing and Graphics is the place for you. Customized shirts, hats, cups, signs, and banners. If you can dream it, they can print it. Fairfield Printing and Graphics is your one-stop spot for promotional printing. They have a graphic designer on staff that will work with you to get the look that you want. Visit Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive or give Wayne a call at 618-842-4048.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. 10-pound bag of russet potatoes, $2.99. Whole boneless pork loins, $1.88 a pound. USDA inspected beef ribeyes, $5.99 a pound. Sugar Creek Tavern hams, $3.99 a pound. And whole boneless Kretschmar hams, $3.29 a pound. Prices are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store, West Main in Fairfield.
Life keeps you busy. We make it a little easier. This is Jessica Sanders from the Fairfield Banking Company. Let us help simplify your day by enrolling you in internet banking with bill pay and mobile deposit. You can transfer funds, pay a bill, or deposit a check at your convenience without coming to the bank. It's as easy as point, click, and submit. Banking made easy at the Fairfield Banking Company. We're the hometown banks, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on this Saturday, November 23rd. Well, boys high school basketball may be starting up next week all over the state with Thanksgiving tournaments. And Well, Mark Turner, he caught up with Fairfield Mules basketball coach Scott McRavy. The Mules coming off of a historic season last year, advancing all the way to the sectional championship game. And here is Mark Turner chatting with Coach Scott McRavy of the Fairfield Mules basketball team.
We're talking with Mules coach Scott McRavy, and Coach, season, our school record for wins last year. Do we top it this year? How do we do this year? You lost a lot of pieces, but you've got a lot coming back.
Yeah, really proud of the five seniors that led us to 32 wins last year. As far as, you know, topping the 32 wins, I mean, this group, you know, they'd tell you that they'd like to do it, but their main goal, no matter how many wins we get, is to try to make it farther in the postseason. So that's more of a goal than the 32 wins.
Let's talk about seniors on this ball club. Who are you looking at to lead this year?
Well, we've got two starters back, and Wyatt Gilbert, all-conference guy, and Kane Hicksonbaugh, and then Luke on any other team in the conference would have been a starter too. So those are our three main seniors. You know, Caleb Freimeyer is out right now with injury, and then we've got Derek Vaughn and Isaac Sorks. So we actually have a total of six. Three will start, and then we'll drop down into the junior class with the other two starters.
Who will be the other two starters? I'm assuming Landon Zerlini, after he got a lot of minutes last year, will be in the starting lineup this year.
Yeah, I really think we have six starters this year. You know, he's an all-conference kid returning from last year, and he's grown a little bit. Him and Kane both are 6'4 now when we measured him the other day, which is nice. And then my son Noah McRavy and Colin Massey are both kids that could start once again on any conference team, I think.
You look at the schedule this year, you've beefed it up.
Yeah, just a little bit. I looked at a poll the other day, Nashville's preseason two. They lost a good point guard who's playing a ton of minutes for McKendry and Bryce Boltman, but they just retool. You know, they're preseason number two. Pinckneyville is preseason number five. And we do the return trip to Casey this year. They dropped to 1A, and they're preseason top five in 1A in the state. So really tough. And then also our number goes up to 700 this year, so that drops a lot of 3A competition down into 2A for the first time in a while. That brings all the river in, except for Heron. And then some of the metro teams like Breeze Modern Day, who ended our season in volleyball and football, they're a preseason top 10. Columbia and some of those teams drop down as well. So it's going to be tough.
Let's talk about the Black Diamond Conference. Some up-and-coming teams in the Black Diamond. It's going to be a better conference top to bottom this year.
Yeah, I think it'll be, you know, I mean, I don't mind tabbing us as the favorites. I think most others would too. I think Hamilton County is a team that's on the rise. They've got good young classes that they're starting to stack up. You know, Carmi has a really good senior player in Ethan Mahan. Johnson City has a really nice sophomore in the Brown kid. People saw as the quarterback in football. You know, and El Dorado always has a competitive team as well. Edwards County lost a strong senior class, but they've got some younger kids, I think, that, you know, Coach Gerlach will do a good job with and get them ready, too. So there'll be a lot of parity in there as far as conference games.
You start things off next week at the Capital Classic and back down there again this year. And, again, it's going to be one of the tougher tournaments, Thanksgiving tournaments in the state.
I think 1A, 2A, I mean, find me a better tournament. You know, there may be better tournaments, but they may have – you know, some 3A and 4A mixed in with them. I've said this before, almost every year that we've been in it, 20-plus years, there's been a team or team that's went to supers or better, which, you know, is unheard of. This year there's a chance again. We start out with the NEC, which the young kids don't remember the eight teams that were in it, but we go Alney, Salem, Red Hill, all former members of the NEC. Alney will be tough. They'll be a 20-win team. You know, and then on the other side, Marshall's a top 20 in the state-ranked team preseason, too. So it'd be nice to get a chance to play them, match up against them in the championship game or somewhat, something like that, yeah.
And after a couple of years over at Lawrenceville, you'll be in the small gym at Red Hill this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those gyms kind of like ours. A lot of storied, it's a storied gym, we'll say, you know, three-sided. I believe the championship night, it alternates, so I think it's back at Red Hill as well. So all four of our games will be there. It's 5 minutes closer for fans if they want to come. You know, turkey tournaments are neat to get the season started. Kind of gives you an idea of what you have. Playing the teams we play right off the bat, we can't there's not too much wiggle room there. We've got to be ready to go.
All right, Coach, appreciate the visit. We'll see you at Red Hill.
Hey, thank you.
And that was Mark Turner chatting with Fairfield Mules basketball coach Scott McRavy. Again, the Mules going to be playing at the Capital Classic tournament this year. Mules actually won the Capital Classic last year for the first time since they've been participating in that. They won it over to Topolis last year. Now, T-Town is not in the Capital Classic this year. T-Town is going to be another tournament, but the team that has filled in the void for T-Town, we'll hear about them coming up. Russ Gerlach, the Edwards County Lions. The Lions filled in the spot that T-Town left. So the Edwards County Lions, who were actually at the Cumberland Turkey Tournament last year, they are at the Capital Classic this year. You are listening to Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com. We'll hear from Russ in just a moment.
Bonds Tire is ready to help you before it's too late with all your tire and battery needs. They have every kind of tire from a lawnmower to those big old tractor tires. If you want car tires, they have a large selection of brand name tires, and if you need batteries, they have them also. No matter what your tire needs are, they have you covered at Bonds Tire. Vaughn's Tire is located in Fairfield, south on Route 45, across from Casey's. Give them a call today, 842-3500.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Gonzalez with People's National Bank. People's National Bank has partnered with Zelle. Zelle is an easy way to send and receive money with family, friends, and others you trust. You can use Zelle today right from your PNB To Go mobile banking app. Money moves directly between bank accounts fast. Stop by People's National Bank today to learn more about Zelle. Available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like it's a season away. To others, it's the next whistle to get back in the football game. United Mutual Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate their student-athletes competing under those Friday night lights. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and they love cheering them to victory. They go for a touchdown in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual insurance provider today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on a Saturday, November 23rd. Well, Dave Rigg, he talked with Edwards County boys basketball coach Russ Gerlach. Lions are getting ready for their season opener Tuesday at Grayville. And as I mentioned, the Lions going to be playing at the Capital Classic starting off next Friday and Saturday. Here is Coach Gerlach.
Talking now with Edwards County High School head basketball coach Russ Gerlach. Russ, you haven't really had that much time for practice yet to get to know your team, but how's the team looking right now?
Well, I did get to see them this summer some, so I'm familiar with most of them, the varsity of all kids that have played before. Pretty happy with how we've been through our first three or four practices. Like every year, there's always things you got to get better at and some things that you're better at than you realize. But so far, so good, and we're excited to have another week to get ready.
Now, you've got some big shoes to fill because three of our starters graduated.
Yeah, and actually it would have been four had Cade Rivers not got hurt in the beginning of the year. So, yeah, I figured it up, and 95% of our scoring and rebounding graduated or, like Andrew, is unfortunately hurt right now. So, yeah, we got a lot of points, rebounds, assists, steals, everything that we got to replace.
What's the situation on Andrew right now?
He's really progressing very well. I think the athletic trainers, his rehab people, everybody's really happy with him. I think we're looking at mid-January, maybe a little earlier. I'm trying to put any pressure on him or anybody else. I'm just excited we'll have him back at all.
I noticed this year we're playing in the Capital Classic this year rather than going up to Cumberland. That's going to be something new this year.
Well, it's not the first time we've played in it. I know when I was in high school, we played in the Capital Classic. It's obviously a lot closer. It's a very prestigious tournament. There's a lot of really, really good teams in there. I thought we were still going to be a 2A team, so we stayed in the 2A tournament. Well, we dropped to 1A, but now we're still going to play the big boys. I guess it's still going to be good for us to play good competition. They take care of the kids over there. They have places for
And that was Dave Rigg talking with Edwards County Lions basketball coach Russ Gerlach right there. As the Lions, again, are going to be at Grayville on Tuesday, and then they'll be at the Capital Classic. Capital Classic, by the way, starts next Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, and goes into Saturday. And, in fact, Fairfield's going to be at the Red Hill site. Edwards County is going to be over there at the Lawrenceville site. We'd like to mention that we will be carrying the broadcast of the Capital Classic here on WFIW 104.9, as well as WFIWRadio.com and WOKZ 105.9. Hey, we'll take a look at the weekend sports. Lots of news right there. We'll also take a look at the sports schedule next. And as sports talk continues here on WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWRadio.com. Again, we'll take a look at the sports schedule for today, and then we'll wrap it up here in moments away.
Eagles in action twice on Friday, November 29th from the Capital Classic. And you can hear all the action on WFIW 104.9 and watch online at WFIWRadio.com. Eagles take on Olney Richland County at 12:30 p.m. on the 29th and Salem at 7:30 p.m. at the Red Hill site. Eagles basketball is brought to you in part by the Fairfield Banking Company, Wainwright Propane, LeMond Chevrolet Chrysler, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Garmin Trucking, Fairfield Ready Mix, and McDowell, Kinslow, and Jessup.
Citizens National Bank of Albion invites you to come in for a visit. Now is the perfect time to compare our CD rates to other area banks. Really great rates and lower penalties for early withdrawal make ours hard to beat. No nonsense, no fuss, and no hidden fees. Experience the CNB difference. And thank you, Edwards, Wayne, White, Richland, and Lawrence County, for making CNB your most trusted banking partner. Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Let's take a look at sports news here, both locally and nationally. High school football, Seven Mules football players have been named to the Illinois High School Football Coaches Association Academic All-State Team. They include Chandler McGill, Wyatt Gilbert, Caleb Wells, Cameron Gardner, Blake Pruitt, Cade Carter, and Colin Massey. To qualify for the honor, players must be a first-team, all-conference player and have at least a 3.5 GPA. Well, the honors continue for Mules football player Wyatt Gilbert. Senior running back, defensive back, has been named to the Illinois High School Football Coaches Association Class 3A All-State Team. Gilbert was previously been named MVP of the Black Diamond Conference All-Conference Team. High school volleyball. Five Mules volleyball players have been named to the Black Diamond Conference East Division All-Conference Team. They include MVP Lexi Hobbs, Chloe Britton, Jacqueline Sims, Kylie Stewart, and Nadia Reed. Other members of the East Division All-Conference Team include team captain Grace Leakey and Kobe Brake of Hamilton County, Sydney Lucas and Jessica Smith of Carmine-White County, Caitlin Nelson and Darcy Quadfelter of Edwards County, and Alexis Turner of Johnston City. Speaking of Lexi Hobbs, congratulations to her. Hobbs signed a letter of intent Tuesday in a ceremony at FCHS to further her education as well as her volleyball career next year at John A. Logan College. Now, keep in mind about John A. Logan College, they do have an Edwards County connection over there playing for the Lady Volunteers, Maddie Hout, who played volleyball last year for Edwards County. She is actually at John A. Logan College, so you'll see Hobbs and Maddie Hout together out there on the floor next season. High school basketball, Wayne City High School holds its Meet the Indians night beginning at 6 p.m. Saturday. Activities include an open photo shoot from 6 to 6:30 p.m. for family and friends with their favorite basketball player. Meet the cheerleaders from 6:30 to 7. Meet the Lady Indians from 7 to 7:30. Meet the Indians, the boys basketball players from 7:30 to 8, and games and prizes from 8 to 8:45 p.m. Fairfield Community High School will hold its Fall Sports Awards program at 6 p.m. Monday, November 25th at the school. Players in football, cheer, cross country, girls tennis, and golf will be recognized. The volleyball awards program will be at 6:15 p.m. Monday, December 2nd at the Journey Church. We'd like to mention a Christmas tournament here, and it's a big one in Southern Illinois, the El Dorado Holiday Tournament. I have an update in regards to that, the seed meeting for that El Dorado Holiday Tournament. According to reports, that's going to be held December 11th. So, again, El Dorado Holiday Tournament seed meeting is going to be held December 11th. So, just wanted to mention that real quick. That one came in not too long ago. In national news, the NFL is upholding the indefinite suspension of Browns defensive end Myles Garrett. His appeal was heard on Wednesday, in which he alleged that Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph directed a racial slur at him that escalated into last Thursday's on-field brawl. The NFL said it uncovered no such evidence. College basketball news. The Illinois men's basketball program is landing a top in-state recruit. Morgan Parks' Adam Miller has announced he will play for the Illini next season. The 6'3" guard is the number 2 player in Illinois and 32nd-ranked player nationally, according to 247 Sports. He is the third commitment for the class of 2020, joining 4-star guard Andre Corbello and 3-star forward Coleman Hawkins. Michigan State coach Tom Izzo has abruptly resigned from the National Association of Basketball Coaches Board of Directors after the NCAA denied an appeal from Spartans forward Joey Hauser to play this season. Izzo said he quit because the NCAA is making arbitrary decisions regarding waiver requests. Hauser transferred from Marquette in May and was seeking a waiver to immediately be eligible instead of sitting out the entire season. Let's go ahead here and take a look at the sports schedule for today. Junior high boys basketball at the El Dorado Middle School Shootout at 12 noon. Sisney 7th grade will take on El Dorado 7th grade. At 1:30 this afternoon, Sisney 8th grade versus El Dorado 8th grade. High school girls basketball, Weber versus Goreville. At the DuCoin Tip-Off Classic, Christopher will take on Cairo. College basketball action at 6 o'clock tonight. The Illini will take on Hampton at State Farm Center in Champaign. You can hear the game on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. The Illini coming off of a couple of wins this week against the Citadel and Hawaii. Also taking a look here at NBA, Chicago. The Bulls will be on the road at Charlotte starting at 6 o'clock. Also Indiana versus Orlando at 6 p.m. High school football, the playoffs continue. The 1A semifinals, you got Athens versus Mahwikwa Central A&M at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Kewanee Weathersford at Lena Winslow at 1 p.m. 2A semifinals, Nashville will be at Decatur St. Teresa at 1 o'clock. Sterling Newman will be at Minocq Fieldcrest at 1 p.m. 3A semifinals, Princeton at Byron. Kickoff time is 1 o'clock. Quincy, Notre Dame, they will make the jog over to Williamsville, just north of Springfield right there along I-55. They'll take on Williamsville at 2 o'clock. 4A semifinals, Effingham, the Flaming Hearts, are going to be hosting the Murfreesboro Red Devils at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Coal City will be at Richmond Burton at 2 p.m. College football action already underway. Our coverage of this one, but the Illini, they are 6-4 overall. So the Illini, they have clinched a bowl spot on the road facing 17th-ranked Iowa. Iowa 7-3 overall. The broadcast can be heard at 10 o'clock this morning, I should say, on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Also, Southern Illinois, they're going to be taking on number 1-ranked North Dakota State. In fact, the Salukis are now ranked number 25 in the FCS coaches poll. So, good season under Coach Nick Hill for the Salukis. SIU 7-4 overall. North Dakota State, they have not yet lost a game so far this season. 11-0. Again, the Salukis tied with Yale, 25th spot in the latest FCS coaches poll. And again, North Dakota State ranked number 1. That game, again, starts at 2 o'clock. Eastern Illinois, they're on the road at 19th-ranked Austin Peay. And that kickoff is at 2 o'clock. The Governors, by the way, are tied with SEMO in the OVC race. NHL play, a couple of games to mention here. The St. Louis Blues, they have been rolling as of late. They'll take on Nashville at 7 o'clock. The Blues, in case you're wondering how they've been doing, they've had some injuries, but they're playing very strong. They went 9-1-2 in their last 12 games. Predators, well, they've gone winless in their last 6 games. The Blues clobbered Calgary 5-0 on Thursday night. Nashville lost to Vancouver 6-3 on Thursday. In fact, for Vancouver, they scored 5 power play goals in that win over Nashville. Chicago, they're going to travel down south to the southwest. They'll take on Dallas on the road.
Dow is going to try to extend their winning streak to 6 games, so they've been rolling as of late following Thursday's 5-3 win over the Winnipeg Jets. Blackhawks have lost back-to-back games on home ice against Carolina and Tampa Bay. We'd like to mention that every episode of Sports Talk is podcasted. In case you happen to miss it on this Saturday morning, it's available for your listening pleasure. If you want to listen to it again, you can go to our website, WFIWradio.com, click on About Us, and then click on Sports Talk. You can listen to past episodes of Sports Talk, including today's episode as well. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors for sponsoring Sports Talk here on this Saturday morning. Any of these sponsors that you happen to hear over the airwaves, please thank them for their sponsorship of Sports Talk every Saturday morning. And maybe if you are a local business owner and maybe you want to sponsor basketball games this season, contact Mike Dreith and any of our marketing specialists. Contact Jeff, Libby, Denise, and Mike, and they'll be glad to tell you more information about how you can be a sponsor of our basketball coverage this season. So also keep an eye on our sports page at WFIWradio.com as our sports page is being updated daily. Also, we'll have broadcast information as well for you on our sports page as well. Girls high school basketball has already started. Boys high school basketball starting next week in the state of Illinois with Thanksgiving tournaments. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. That wraps up Sports Talk here for this Saturday, November 23rd. Have a safe Saturday. Have a great rest of the weekend. We'll see you all a week from today, which would be November 30th, next Saturday. Also, would like to mention as well, we will have Capital Classic coverage for you on both Friday and Saturday on WFIW and WOKZ. Have a wonderful rest of the day. We'll see you all next week.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk has been brought to you by Citizens National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, People's National Bank, Bonds Tire, Fairfield Banking Company, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield National Bank, Wainwright Propane, and Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Sports Talk can be heard every Saturday morning at 9 right here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. This has been a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com Sports.